I'm so bored, I just sent a bunch of flowers to my neighbour Steve with a note that reads, I still miss you. Love, Laura. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I guess his wife just found them. Sorry, Steve. I was bored.
Tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day. I need to know, is there a naked gardening club in Philly?
Mike would like to join.
Yeah, I'd like to see the hose and the rakes and trowels and all the equipment they use. No, you know what a trowel is.
My heart stopped for a second.
No.
Yeah, the gardening tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of hoes and garden tools, check this out.
That's him. Everybody look like you're gardening. Luke, grab that little hoe.
I don't.
At that age, I didn't know how to say no. I just literally didn't know how to say no. I want to say like 2 months that I shop, I would go home and I would call my friend Stephanie and cry and be like, bro, like I want to myself. I can't do this anymore. They want me to do like this disgusting shit. Like the next day I have to like do this like hardcore scene. I can't do it. And I would have panic attacks. My agent would be like, do you want to do it tomorrow? And I'd be like, yes, thank you so much for the work. I'm so happy to be working with these people. I love this so much. But inside I was dying.
Yeah.
And I would call my friends having panic attacks. Like, oh my God, I have to do this tomorrow. I just feel like a lot of girls, you know, on like a whole scale down, 18, 17, 16, you know, even some girls in their 20s, like they don't have the self-confidence to say no to things. And I feel like even on a lower level, just say like a guy is pressuring you to like sleep with them or go on a date with them and you don't really like the guy. Like it's hard to say no. Like, do you remember?
Now spell Lana backwards. This girl was born for the streets. Now there's a saying that goes, you are born looking like your parents, but you die looking like your decisions. And this is Lana Rhodes now. She's unrecognizable.
You're a damaged goods lady.
My body count is 10.
Oh, damn. Okay, so here's the real question. Do I lie or do I say the truth?
You could divide by 3.
Nah. Okay, yeah. Mine's, I think it's like 13, I would say. I think.
13?
Yeah.
Per.
You think? So
mine is actually 1.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just 1.
Just 1.
And it's your current boyfriend.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, well that's precious.
It's special.
She's telling the truth. So like 4.
Multiply it by 3 and that's the real number.
So 12. According to Stephen Stifler.
Okay, Stephen.
According to the Stiffmeister.
If we're talking about
13 bodies at the age of 19? Jesus Christ, on a motorbike. This girl is on track to collect more bodies than Genghis Khan. Now, gentlemen, remember this. Wrap it before you clap it, because the last thing you want to do is to deal with this.
I was 19 years old, got pregnant at a party with somebody I didn't know. My first thought was, I need to get an abortion because I didn't want a baby. I was too terrified to tell my mother, so I started praying because I'm from South Georgia, so that's what you do. And I started asking God, like, please, you know I don't need a baby, please get rid of this baby. Rolling me into the delivery room, I look up at the doctor and I say, I don't want to see it. Because at this point, I've decided I'm giving it up for adoption. Within a couple of hours, I was signing paperwork that said, Susan gives up all rights to a baby girl. That was 1990.
And you haven't met her?
Yeah, so she's out there somewhere. But my records are open, and so maybe the story's not quite.
Can you still be a high-value woman if you've been promiscuous in your past?
Fuck no, baby!
This is a sad question. I think there's so many people in the red pill community that are saying, oh, if you're not a virgin, then you're worthless as a woman, which is ridiculous. You guys probably know I'm not a fan of promiscuity. I think it's damaging to men and women, but I think it's particularly damaging to women. I know some women will be promiscuous when they're younger and then grow up and regret it. And I would say, forgive yourself like you would forgive a friend. There's no point in carrying that around with you, and it's not tied to your worth at all. If you're a human and you make mistakes, then you identify the mistake and you try and fix it. And you try to become the person that you admire. And that's all anybody can do. And if there are people in your life saying something makes you worthless, get rid of those people. Stop listening to the red pill stuff because it's not tied to your worth. Just try to be better every day and try not to repeat things that make you feel bad or that hurt you.
Now listen very carefully to what I have to say because it gets a little bit confusing. Sex is 10% of a relationship. Now until it goes wrong or stops happening, then 90% of the relationship is in jeopardy. So what is this? It's called a marriage.
Name one benefit that a man gets from marriage that he wouldn't get in a regular relationship.
Just one.
Well, you, I think, as a woman, if you're...
I'm asking you as a man, since you're, you know, attacking men for being Peter Pan.
I think a lot of men who choose to get married are incentivized by the fact that they are able to claim that woman as theirs.
And but name one benefit that they would get in a marriage that they wouldn't get in a regular relationship.
Well, I think even though it's not 100%, there's peace of mind that woman is not going to be loyal to you.
The answer is there's none. You're dancing around it. There is none. So my thing is this. I think it's in a man's best interest to stay Peter Pan, as you would say. And I think women shame men because men gain their value in their 40s. Men understand the sexual marketplace better. They understand that women have no leverage in their 40s. And they date down and they get younger, more attractive girls. And that's the best way to go. In today's day and age, where we live in a deregulated sexual marketplace where women could take everything they got, take their kids, etc. Why the hell would a guy want to commit to women nowadays when, honestly, we got hoflation?
You know, there's obviously more incentive for women to get married than men. Obviously.
Way more.
But what I'm suggesting is there's also benefits to men getting married. And I think...
Name one.
I just told you. I think it's...
That he wouldn't get outside of a regular relationship.
I just told you. The women... Knowing that your woman is perhaps going to be more loyal to you when she's your wife versus your girlfriend.
She should be displaying that anyway.
Well, I think the...
So a title changes her loyalty...
Long story short, never sign a contract where the other party benefits from breaking it.
Thanks, everyone. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, free time. Farewell, sex. So long, golf on TV. I'll miss you, privacy. Goodbye, being honest about how many beers I've had. Nice knowing you, my own choices. See you later, money.
I worry, one of my biggest fears that I'm trying to get over is, did I sacrifice my emotional connection with people to do some of these firsts or to have true intimate passion with people for this type of career? Because while I've experienced passion on camera and had very, very beautiful intimate moments, Adriana's gotten so big that it's a little hard to connect with anybody on my personal level now. Like, to meet somebody, you know, it sucks. Like, if I go on a date, I often will get plan a date with somebody, and then slowly the date will turn into being an hour later. Then it's 8 o'clock at night. Oh, meet me at a hotel. I get to the hotel. They just want to bang. Or, you know, it's taken a lot of intimacy from me. Like, people don't give me the respect of giving me the treat a woman how she should be treated moments.
Now, according to the book of King Bustanut, where our cheek pounding prophets preached from the Ascalapagus Islands, it states, this girl expects to be treated like a queen, but sweetheart, you've taken more loads than a washing machine.
That lasts too long, then maybe the problem is you.
There's something wrong with that box.
That's not true, Maul.
I'm just saying. You said there's something wrong with him
Something wrong with the pussy.
From Lifestyle. Yo, remember, Thug?
Let chat ships you and Brian. Would you date him?
Oh. Yes.
You're a very pleasant girl, very attractive girl. However, because you have done for that sole reason, I would not date you. The thing is, Violet, you're actually a very pleasant person. You're very attractive.
Thank you.
You're 5 feet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like short women, so that's good. But because you've done adult content, I would not date you. I'm not saying anything about you seem like a fantastic person, but just on that soul metric, there's videos of you online. I couldn't deal with that in a relationship.
Yeah.
Enemy cream gobbler detected. Cream gobbler opinion rejected.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, everyone has their personal preferences. I'm not asking anyone to accept me for whatever, but or associate with me, but I get it. I totally get it.
Brian is a man who knows his self-worth. Can you guys imagine if more men acted like Brian, saying no and rejecting these cream gobblers? Their level of entitlement will go down drastically. But unfortunately, too many men are disciples of the soy, and it's a complete travesty to see a kind, attractive woman like Violet ruin her reputation, because no man wants a girl who has been ran through just like the yellow light.
Would you rather have a girl who talks too much during or is completely silent? Makes no difference in my basement. They're never leaving.
Now to all the ladies watching this, here are four ways a woman can lose out on a good man.
Four ways women lose a good man and how you can avoid it. Pay attention. Let's get into it, ladies. Men, correct me if I'm wrong. Taking them for granted. A man been so good to you for so long, you no longer see the value in them. The value in how they treat you. Not communicating well or effectively. Like expecting men to read our minds and getting mad when they can't. Being dismissive about how you make him feel or being overly defensive in response to how he feels. Basically, not liking being held accountable for your actions and how you've made that man feel. Last but not least, being selfish and unwilling to compromise.
This lovely lady mentioned a lot of great points, but one thing she forgot to leave out is, ladies, please do not fart and queef around your man. And here's a technique to prevent that.
Do you fart?
Yes.
Like, when was the last time?
Last night. But it didn't make the sound because...
It was smothered?
It's a trick. For girls that don't want the sound to go off how when they need a bed with their man.
Can you tell them how?
You have to spread your booty cheeks apart because...
I mean, help the women out.
You guys, just open your butt a little bit.
It's like poop.
So the air can just come out. Because then if your cheeks...
Well, where do farts come from? It's a vibration. Where do they come
methane.
From?
Methane is a gas.
Mean? Where at? Like, where does it come from? And why do you feel like it make a noise?
Because of the friction of your cheeks. But it comes from the gut.
You looked this up.
I did. A while back.
Because you had to answer right for it.
Methane.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Never thought, no. I mean, the fact that I asked you that and you had an answer for it.
Yeah. I mean, do you fart?
Well, you want to hear? Want to hear?
Hear you fart right now?
I guess. It's the only time I'm going to see you. We don't hang out. We're not friends.
You can. I got kids, so.
I'd rather not. I feel like somebody fart around you, they flirting.
What?
Because they comfortable with you.
She's not lying. All you have to do is lift a butt cheek. And gentlemen, that's it for today's video. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
I mean, it was that bad.
So you from the dollar store gonna go take a dookie?
Poor guy Fev reezing the air.
You already...